Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Supplications, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our series entitled Selected Supplications of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and its virtues. One of the greatest gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Muslims with is the ability to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ability to make istighfar after committing sins continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught our father Adam alayhi salam the words of repentance, which you all know. And he also taught our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very special dua. And this dua is called Sayyidul Istighfar, the chief of prayers for forgiveness. This is the actual title of the dua. And this dua is one of the pearls from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we Muslims should know. Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the following supplication, the chief of supplication for seeking forgiveness to his companions. And he indicated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever says this in the evening and then he dies during the night will enter paradise. Subhanallah. This dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that whoever says this dua in the evening, and of course he has to say it with iman and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his religion, and he passes away in the night, he will then be given Jannah. What is this beautiful dua? This dua is recorded by Sahih Bukhari, An-Nasa'i and others. What is this dua? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companions the following dua. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika ma istata'tu. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfir li, fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. This is the dua. And what is the meaning of this dua? The meaning of this dua is, O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no true God but you. You created me, and I am your servant. And I try to fulfill my covenant and my promise to you as much as I am able to. I seek your protection from the evil of my doings. I admit to you your favor upon me, and I confess my sins to you. So forgive me, because no one forgives sins but you. Subhanallah. This is the dua that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companions. Brothers and sisters, we as Muslims, we as human beings, we sin continuously throughout the day. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed us by giving us supplications, du'as, that we can utilize in the morning, during the night, during the day, that wipes away our sins. And this is one of the most beautiful du'as of the sunnah. And this is the best du'a of forgiveness. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called it the Sayyidul Istighfar, the chief of prayers for forgiveness. So if you have committed a sin and you want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this dua is a must. You must say this dua because of its virtue, and it is a very special dua from the pearls of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's one of the pearls of the sunnah, and it is very important that Muslims memorize this dua and utilize it after committing sins. And of course, when you do commit sins, brothers and sisters, you must fulfill the conditions of repentance when you do repent. And one of the conditions is that you do not repeat that sin. So this dua is only for people who are genuine and sincere, not for those who sin and then think that this dua is going to help in the forgiveness process. No, what helps in the forgiveness process is fulfilling the conditions of repentance. And one of those conditions of repentance is that you try your best. You do not repeat that sin again. You try your best, meaning that there's a sincere effort on your part to stop the sin and not to return to it. And when you say this supplication, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for your sincerity. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who utilize such du'as in our daily lives. Because we are all human beings and we all sin every single day. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many different acts of worship that we can erase our sins with. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who utilize this du'a to get closer to Him. Brothers and sisters, please join us again, in which we'll take another du'a which you can say in Arabic or in English and get the benefits out of it. Jazakumullah khair.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.